Simon & Schuster presents Locked Out Lily by Nick Lake. Read by Imogen Wilde. The Wizard of Oz is ending. We know this because we can hear Judy Garland reciting the same five words over and over in a soft, yearning voice, saying, well, you know what she is saying. They are only the loveliest five words ever said in all of film. From 20th Century Ghost, Joe Hill. Before the beginning. In the garden of the house, a mole was talking to a crow. The sun was setting. That was the reason the animals were visible at all. In the daytime, they could not be seen, unless they wanted to be.
Do you think she will be here soon? Said the mole. The girl?
I don't know, said the crow, hopping from one foot to the other. Why should I?
I tunnel in darkness, said the mole. You're clever. You soar in the air.
I'm clever too, said a mouse.
He was leaning against the severed trunk of a tree.
No, you're not, said the mole.
True, said the mouse, not very sadly. But I'm willing.
We'll all have to be willing if the girl is going to win, said the crow. There was a long pause. The house was a looming presence in front of them, its edges becoming less definite as the light faded from the sky. The mole sniffed the air. She smelled something that could not be put into words. A certain slackness in the evening, but a dangerous one. Something laid out as if loose on the framework of the world that might at any moment be pulled taut.
Goodness, we're all very serious, aren't we? Said the mouse. Shall I sing a song?
Only if you want me to eat you, said a snake, who had slithered up to join them. Don't think I won't.
Fine, said the mouse with a humph.
They watched the house.
She won't win if she doesn't come, said the mouse eventually. She will come, won't she?
She'll come, said the mole. I can smell it.
Well, there we have it, said the crow. Mole's nose has spoken.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?